Hello and welcome to my regular podcast, which includes items from my maritime radio programme, This Island Nation, also referred to as Ireland's Maritime Talk Show. Following up on my last podcast, and you can read more about this in the December edition of the Marine Times, in the last few days before applications for the €3 million eel compensation scheme closed on Friday, November 30, there were a significant number of applications being received daily. That's according to the Department of Communications, Climate Action and the Environment. More about this in the December edition of the Marine Times. BIM's National Seafood Award Ceremony was an impressive event held in Christchurch in Dublin, where Castletown Bear woman Margaret Downey Harrington was given a lifetime award for her contribution to the industry. She is the subject of our monthly interview feature in the December edition of the paper. It was typical of her pride in the fishing industry and its people that when given the BIM Lifetime Achievement Award, she dedicated it to the fishermen and to Manon Mara, the Women of the Sea organisation of which she was one of the leading founders. She outlines her views about the industry in this edition of This Island Nation podcast.
My father was a fisherman, a small-time fisherman. When the boats would go, all we would want to know was, were they all right? It wasn't whether they had fish or whether they hadn't. We would know that in time, but to know that, were they all right? Did they get there okay? You know, were they out, if they were out fishing, did they get in? And that was how Manon Mara started. The only communication the boat had with us ashore was we could listen to them if we had a single sideband radio at home, and they would say they would call us at 3 o'clock. And with that, you know, sometimes they might be working in an area outside where the transmission wouldn't be clear, but you'd always hear the whistle. And every one of the fishermen had their own, we used to call them their signature tune, that they whistled a specific tune, and you would know, we mightn't get what they would say, but we would hear the tune being whistled and we would know they were okay. And very early on, we procured the availability of postal votes for fishermen. Now, postal votes has been there all the time, but they were exclusively for diplomatic corps, you know, certain groups of people. They weren't open to, as it were, the general public. But in we, going about to see if they could be available to our fishermen, because inevitably a referendum or a voting day would take place during the week, and of course the boats would be fishing. So the fishermen were losing out and having a say in any of these political arguments. And we got it, yes, no problem. But in getting it, it's open to everybody else as well, which is the good thing. We had close contact with the department to see if they would put bins on the pier to collect the rubbish from the boats, and you know, it was a start, and they did oblige, they did help us, they were very helpful to us. And pollution is huge and it's a big problem and it must be dealt with. We were able to make contact through the various agencies with women that were in the other coastal community areas, and we met up with them, the people in Spain and the people in France and Norway and Denmark. And it was amazing to discover that the women in those countries, their worries, their fears, their anxieties are very like our own. We were very honoured to have a memorial in our area. Now, we had nothing, and you know, we always felt, and of course, sadly, we experienced tragedies, too many of them in our time, and we always felt like that those of the fish, of our community, the fishing community that have, you know, sadly are gone, we wanted to have them remembered and wanted to make it obvious and for everybody and for their families, and particularly the people, the families of the people that they weren't able to recover. The fishing industry, it's a wonderful occupation to have, and the joy of it, you know, and like the satisfaction and bringing home a food of tremendous quality, and being able to, you know, pass that on, whatever the plan would be for it. I have a great memory of it all, and a vivid memory of it all.